Hello, folks, and welcome to Sound in Bloom. I'm Michael L. Roberts, and in this new series, I'll be talking with one of our new peers, composer Lisa J. Burgess, a specialist in media music for the moving image and the visual arts. We'll be discussing the celebration, or lack thereof, of women in music, the promotion and integration of contemporary and experimental music on screen and stage, and the idea of communication within and through music and media. In this first interview, I began by asking Lisa for her thoughts on the importance of acknowledging and, indeed, celebrating women in the arts.
I've recently become aware of the importance of celebrating women in music, because traditionally, of course, there's been a lack of women in the arts. So I think it's so important to celebrate them. And so often women are overlooked professionally. So I think if we give them the recognition that they deserve, then hopefully we'll decrease this sort of invisibility of women in the arts, and therefore we can encourage the inclusion of more women professionals in the industry, and ultimately redress the balance of men and women in the field.
There's one woman composer in particular that you were involved in a concert for. That's Shirley Walker, a Hollywood composer of significant repute in terms of the films that she's actually, and television series that she's worked on, but not so much in terms of her public profile. Tell us about how you came to hear of and be inspired by Shirley Walker and her impact.
I first heard about Shirley when I was commissioned to write a new piece for a project, Screening Sacks 2, which was part of the Equator Festival's Women of the World series. And that's celebrated women in film, media, and therefore I did a lot of research into Shirley Walker's life and her personal life and her musical life, and my interest kind of just really grew from there, really. I think she's such an amazing musician and just generally an amazing person, and she's such a pioneer in the field at her time. She's so technically intuitive, and I think she's such an inspiration, and she's such an unsung hero of the like Hollywood music scene.
Mm. I was devastated to find, as we were discussing before the show, that she wasn't actually acknowledged in the in memoriam part of the 79th Annual Academy Awards, which is genuinely horrifying when you look at the kind of films she was involved in, a co-composer on True Lies, John Carpenter's Memoirs of an Invisible Man, Escape from L.A., conducted for Danny Elfman on Scrooge and Batman. I mean, it's just an incredible...
And the thing is, like, she's such an expert in her field. Like you were saying, she's a composer, a conductor, an orchestrator, and she was one of very few women, even just generally composers, who actually did all of those three things. Like a lot of the men composers at the time then, because obviously there was next to no women then, worse than it is now, who very rarely did all of those things at all. So there was always someone who would do something like that, like orchestrate their piece for them or conduct for them. But she was one of few women who did all three.
To what extent was she a pioneer in that regard in terms of breaking through? I mean, who had come before and not managed to break through in the way that she did? And how did she manage that in terms of such a high-profile career?
Well, I think she got a bit of a break when she started playing synth on Apocalypse Now. And, of course, she was conducting and orchestrating in way in advance of that, and also doing a bit of ghostwriting, like a lot of people do. But I think she was noticed. She was conducting a film score, and she was noticed by Chevy Chase, a producer. And he then suggested her on to be the composer for Memoirs of an Invisible Man, which was in 1992.
Yeah.
So she's such a pioneer, because this led to her gaining the first solo credit on a major film score ever by a woman. You know, that was a moment in history for her. A lot of people came to actually witness the event, and she was actually really overwhelmed of their support, actually. I've read a few interviews and seen that she was so overwhelmed with their support. But she's amazing. Like she's like one of the first to play synth. She even worked on I think it was an Apocalypse Now, actually. She worked with a synth, and she tried to make it sound like a full orchestra, which is absolutely amazing. I've got a video I must show you.
Fantastic.
And it really does sound like it. And this was all before MIDI and everything. She's absolutely incredible. Amazing woman.
In terms of the arrangement or in terms of drawing out additional effects for layering or...
I don't know the actual reason why, but I don't know, perhaps it was budget, I don't know, but it's just, she's just amazing at, like, in her time as well, like, so technically intuitive, to even, like, in the Batman, the Mask of the Phantasm, there's a bit where...
That's the animated series.
Yes, yeah. She got the choir to sing their own name backwards to create this sort of, like... this new like language type
each individual thing. Name backwards
all at the same time, everyone's name. So but like even then, like, that's amazing to think of something so simple but effective in that way.
You mentioned to me before this notion that you like the fact that she was writing as a woman in such a sort of masculine action series kind of genre. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, apparently she's quite a notably shy, timid person in her personal life, and she was very different on the podium. So she wrote in a really like bold thriller sci-fi type of style, and you often hear people saying to women, like, can you not write like a man, or you know, like, I've seen so many things like that, like women have to write things twice as good as a man to get noticed and things like that. It's just ridiculous, but that she's just proof there, even then, all those years ago, that's such an odd notion to even think, you know, that women can't write like men. Like, what is masculine music? Who defines what masculine or feminine music is?
How did she capture her efforts in this regard? Was she particularly vocal in interviews, or did she give talks, or, you know, how was she sort of developing her profile in that regard to get the message across?
I think she was certainly an advocate for all composers. I think she spoke up for them, especially where credits were due. She also mentored a lot. She mentored both male and female composers. And I know that she, through the Screen and Search project that we did, she mentored the current president of the Alliance for Women Film Composers. And that's actually through her, how we actually got to know more about her personal life through her, Shirley's sons, which was amazing.
You mentioned the concert that took place there, which I had the great pleasure of coming and seeing your piece performed at. Tell us more about that up at King's Place at the end of last year.
Yeah, so that was commissioned during the summer of 2017. So I got the project and researched about Shirley. And then because I was so drawn to her personal story and her trials and, you know, everything that she overcame, I thought it would be so nice to actually get her voice into the piece and really bring it to life with her own words, because this is such an important subject that it was just nice to have that affirmation from her own words, you know. It was just nice to hear it from her. So through the president, like I just mentioned, we were then put in touch with Colin and Ian Walker. So they are both Shirley's sons. And Ian very, very kindly sent me... a lot of like original broadcasting materials, radio interviews, things like that with Shirley speaking about subjects like this. It's
fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing. And it really transformed the piece considerably, yeah. The things like composer credits, like the importance of stating a composer on a film, like, it just baffles me, like, in today, that it still happens today. Like, things like this happen today. Like, why not credit someone for their work? That's all it is. You know, it's not... No one's trying to take credit for someone else's. Why can't they not just credit it for their own work? They discussed how she was the first woman to receive a solo credit, and that she was one of very few women conducting and composing at that time. So that was a real significant thing of that time then. She's great.
For those who weren't as fortunate as I am to be in the room for the performance, describe your piece in that moment.
So my piece is made up of different layers of different tracks. So an electroacoustic layer, which was pre-recorded saxophone and strings, which then I manipulated so it sounds completely like not like that at all, which was used as like a bed kind of thing. And then on top of that, there was like a improvised type piano line And on top of that, there was really held, long-sustained notes on the saxophone. So in the actual performance, it was the alto saxophone playing, and in the pre-recorded element, it was soprano saxophone. And then with that, there was an additional accompanying film, because I really wanted to have a focus on collaboration, because I really am drawn to that, and I think that's important in this industry to share and to work with other people.
Absolutely,
I think it really
yeah.
broadens your experiences. And it opens opportunities for other people as well. So I think it's a really nice thing. So I worked with graduates from London Contemporary Dance School, and we shot an abstract dance film. And then it was edited at the Royal College of Art and all put together to make a lovely film.
And in your own description, why the title Invisible?
I think that just highlights the invisibility of women in the arts, because they are there, they're so present, but people just don't know because they aren't spoken about, they're not recognised. So that's just for me to reiterate the fact that then they were invisible, and hopefully now we're going to start lifting that invisibility and provide some sort of light for them.